Russia has welcomed a U.S. pledge to sign an accord on reducing nuclear arsenals. Yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell said the Bush administration expects to meet Russia's demand for a legally binding agreement on the cuts. And today, Russian Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov hailed Powell's statement as an important signal that the two top nuclear powers continue to search for arms control agreements. There are still details to be worked out, but NPR news analyst Daniel Shore says the Bush administration is definitely showing signs of softening towards Russia.
Coasting on astronomic approval ratings, embarked on a campaign to frustrate the axis of evil, President Bush has not found it necessary lately to make many concessions to the qualms of coalition partners. Russia in particular, with huge contracts for oil field development in Iraq, has been defending Iraq's Saddam Hussein against allegations of supporting terrorism. It's been warning America against unilateral action, a warning that seemed to leave the Bush administration unimpressed. But looking ahead to the scheduled Moscow summit in May, the White House is seeking a way to avoid an open display of disagreement between Presidents Bush and Putin. The administration appears now to be moving towards a concession in the area of nuclear arms reduction. In December, pleasantly surprised by the comparatively mild Russian reaction to the abrogation of the anti-ballistic missile treaty, the administration proceeded with negotiations on a proposal for a two-thirds reduction in nuclear weapons on both sides. At their summit in Washington and Crawford, Texas in November, they had deadlocked over the Bush suggestion for a verbal understanding and Putin's insistence on a written instrument to ensure that the reductions would be irreversible. Putin indicated deep suspicion about long-term American intentions, especially since the Bush administration was also proposing that the warheads withdrawn be stored rather than destroyed. This has been the subject of considerable disputation in working-level negotiations, and apparently within the Bush administration as well. The president reportedly wants to avoid having to submit the agreement to the Senate for a ratification debate. But yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell carefully raised the possibility of a treaty. He told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee the agreement would be in a form that is legally binding, can be an executive agreement, or it might be a treaty. That was Powell talking to the Senate. It was also Bush talking to Putin. This is Daniel Shore.